Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, July the 30th, 2026. 10 minutes past the hour here, WGH Radio Talk Time. Do want to remind everybody, we've got a big show tonight out at OSUM, the Guthrie Room, 7 p.m. No admission. We'll have Aaron Brewer singing. We'll have Gabriel Ross Vanis performing. We will have Chad Clark performing. We've got the Marionaires. We've got United in Harmony, a choral group. We have got a comedian who's appeared on Jay Leno and written for Ryan Reynolds and Whoopi Goldberg and Rosie O'Donnell. Whole bunch of other people, Bill Maher. Mike Larson will be performing tonight. We're going to honor legendary umpire Larry Barnett. We're going to debut the Mary Ellen Withrow documentary, a part of the Mary Ellen Withrow documentary, and a lot of great people are going to be there tonight to pay homage to Larry Barnett. No charge to get in the door. Starting at 7 p.m., the Guthrie Room out at OSUM, and there will be light refreshments tonight. We should mention that. Some really cool stuff, I am told. And what else do we... Oh, there might be a big auction tonight for an item, one-of-a-kind item. You'll have to come out and see. 7 p.m. tonight, OSUM. Don't miss it. No admission at all. Free is a good price to get into a big event, good show like this. And tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair, July the 31st, the SOS Band and the Daz Band. And we'll be giving away some tickets to that as the morning progresses. But we did have a phone call before we went to break there, and we've got a lot of time this hour. So if you'd like to call in now, feel free, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We were talking earlier about Governor DeWine wanting to name one of the newly renovated buildings down at the fairgrounds in Columbus after Governor Ted Strickland. Thought that was very nice. We were talking a little more about the Flock cameras, and we were talking about Kevin Hall, who is the mayor's appointment to the financial board here in Marion. And I was talking about yesterday, and again, you could ask me the man's name all day long. I don't know who he was. He did not introduce himself to me, but he came up and he said he listens to the show and he pays attention to what goes on here at the station. And he just wanted to say that he had some issues with Kevin Hall being on this board because of some past run-ins that he had had with him. So, I don't know. You know, it's about 50-50 on Kevin Hall right now. Some people like him, think he was the right choice, and a lot of people feel that possibly he was not the right choice. So, I guess we will see as time goes along. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 13 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time, and we would be glad to hear from you this morning before we do some ticket giveaways. But does anybody have any thoughts on what was said in hour number one? I think we had a call coming in there as we were headed to break, so hopefully we'll get that call back and we can have that discussion, whatever that might be. But, you know, I was saying last hour on a much less serious note, I do not know why when you get close to the rabbits outside now, even in broad daylight, they do not run away. And these are big rabbits. These rabbits are as big as chihuahuas. I don't know what that is, but wild animals used to run a lot quicker away from you than they do now. Now, I don't know what's changed in society. Maybe they're just more comfortable in residential neighborhoods at this point. Maybe they want to live in residential neighborhoods. I really don't know, but I find that fascinating as time goes along. And if anybody's got any thoughts on that, they can weigh in if they'd like to. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here this morning, and we're always glad to hear from you out there in the listening audience. That makes this a good call-in show. And heaven knows we like the call-ins. Now, I'm trying to think of where we were yesterday with our giveaways to the Ohio State Fair. We were doing the Family Feud. Oh, I remember where we were. We had actually gotten to a difficult question. The question we left off with yesterday was, name something you associate with summer. And we only got two of the five answers. We got vacation and we got barbecue. So we'll come back to that. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I like wildlife a lot, so I'm going to ask you a question. Would you know that the rabbit you are seeing would be a wild rabbit or possibly a tame rabbit, Scott?
I would have to say a wild rabbit.
Well, would you have to say, okay, what color was it? Like, it didn't have any different color. It blended in with the natural surroundings most generally. Is that what it looked like?
Well, but I'll tell you, I got a good look at it last night because, like I say, you can get almost right up on them now before they leave.
When it hopped away, what did it look like from behind?
It was kind of white under, but it was gray and brown on top.
White tail on it, like a power puff.
Yeah,
that's probably always a wild one. Okay. I was just wondering if sometimes people get rabbits and then they have a little cage and they have them, they find out it's a little bit more work taking care of them and they just turn them loose. And I was not trying to be smart with you or anything like that. But, you can't tell sometimes wildlife from tame stuff anymore. And, Scott, one thing I want to bring up, have you ever in your time, and your time has been half of my time, but the wildlife that is on TV that is attacking people or people attacking it, have you ever seen all the clips on TV of course, we and even sharks, you know, underwater pictures of sharks and stuff like that? Isn't it amazing how the news media and stuff picks up on that kind of stuff? And it seems like every day, Scott, it draws attention to my eyes because I just pick up on wildlife very quickly.
Oh, absolutely. They love a story when it has to do with wildlife.
Oh, boy, have you ever seen... I don't watch it very much. I watch the national news in the evening, and that's about all I do. All the rest of it, boy, see. And, Scott, another thing, I asked you a while back, but I didn't quite know if you really cared about giving an answer or if you really knew an answer. But on those channels, 4, 6, and 10, that I normally watch it in the evenings, of all the people that is changing, giving weather, giving this and that, I've never seen them before. They're on for about a week or two, and I never see them again. Then there's somebody else. What is the deal of this changing since you're in the media and radio and stuff? What is going on down in Columbus, Ohio, that they got different people? I mean, they don't stay there very long. What is the reason for that? Can you give me a good reason?
Well, the thing that I have heard is that I believe now that there's one group that controls, I think, either three or four of the television stations in Columbus now. They all used to be owned by different people, and some even had some local ownership. And I think that's all out the window now. So I'm guessing that's probably what's causing that revolving door.
Okay. And boy, if they don't like them, or if they aren't doing the job the way they want them to do, they just naturally just say goodbye. Is that the way they do it in broadcasting and stuff? I mean, today, and you was in, you know, when we speak about today, they things has changed. Oh, I can see over the years, yes, but they change immediately. Different laws come into effect immediately, and this and that, and you don't know if that's a law or if it's just a saying. You know what? I don't. I would keep saying, you know what I mean, but you hear the same thing, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think one of the things now, I mean, you have the people who stay around a long time, like Colleen Marshall and Ben Gelber.
Yeah, those are old-timers. I understand all those names.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think
they're in there to finish off like anybody would. If you don't get fired from the job, you're going to stay there because you like the job, or you wouldn't be there X amount of year, and they want to finish out their pension, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, right. But I think what's going on with the younger people is I think when they come in, they don't have a record like those people. So if they don't, if the audience doesn't respond to them right away, they're out the door.
Well, I like to hear that comment of yours right there. If they don't have the experience, that's what we're going to do. Every day I hear about city council and the this and this and that and this and that. Well, how long does it take you to get that? Well, those people that you talk about just made that statement. How long do you have to be around before you do get some kind of a good feeling about it and stick with it and grow with the society? You don't have time to grow with society the way I'm seeing it in the broadcasting field, which I'm why I'm talking to you, because I know no other broadcasters that I can talk to other than you that I listen to. So.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I said years ago that there's a lot of stuff that goes on behind the scenes in broadcasting, and I think that's why a lot of people find it interesting. But, you know, there were reasons that people left jobs, quit jobs, so on and so forth, that were never known. It never came out. You know, a lot of times in broadcasting, unlike other jobs, I think, management will go to somebody and they'll say, you know, we really don't like what you're doing anymore and we don't like the demands you're making. So if you want to leave, I think that is probably best for everybody. Now, they never say they fired them and they never say that was the circumstance that they left, but that's kind of how it works. It's a weird place. And I always said that my favorite story in Marion Broadcasting is there were two well-known people. One behind the microphone, who was at management, and the other who was in front of the microphone. And I talked to both of them because I knew them both pretty well. And if you asked one of them why they parted ways, one would say they were fired, and the other would say they quit. And so.
And I heard the other phrase to that, and like you was right to the last one, and they said if you stick around long enough, you're next.
That's right.
Is that true or not?
I think for a lot of people, that's true. That's true.
Did that happen to you, or you just left on your own accord because you did not want to do what they is telling you to do?
You know, I don't know if I've said this, but it's worth saying again. When I left WMRN, if that's the situation you're talking about, yeah. I actually left on my own, and they asked me to stay. Now there are people around who would admit to that. They asked me to stay. Now, the reason I left is because there was another radio station starting at that time that was making, they were going to give me more time, essentially. And also, they had a television. Do you remember Channel 3 in Marion, WMNO?
Channel 3, yeah. I remember that, I couldn't verify it, you know.
Yeah.
Right now, word for word, or who was on it, or what was the main attraction, or nothing. But I do remember a Channel 3, yeah.
Yeah, they had a television station that did Marion events and news and things, and they offered me a show twice a day, at weekday, Monday through Friday. They said, so not only would you have the radio program and be on radio more often, but you'd also be on television twice a day. And
hey,
that's
Scott,
why I left.
Wait a minute. Oh. So I don't forget this. Wasn't one of those guys a cameraman and stuff? And wasn't he a sheriff or something? Who?
Yes, Ron Scheider.
Scheider.
Yep.
No, yeah, is that the... Yeah, because the mayor was Shriver. I get that. How am I getting these names mixed up right now. Straighten me out. But he was in there, and didn't they have a squabble with him or something there towards the end? I remember I was down there at Newman's Bridge. That'd be the road going into turning. If you're going south, you turn left, and you go into Prospect along the river there, and there was a terrible accident. He was down there filming that, and then he got in a squabble. What was that? Was he mayor or something like that then also?
Well,
and was on Channel 3 also?
When I was there, I don't remember him. What I do remember, now I had left by this point, so I don't know what was going on internally because I was already at this station, but he ran for sheriff again in 2016. And I think that was probably the squabble.
And then he didn't make it then, right?
No, he didn't. No.
I mean, when I said that, it wasn't even close or nothing like that.
No, he finished third, actually.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to close off here. I've done enough gabbing, but I had a few things like that. And like I say, you've been around broadcasting. You love broadcasting. You do broadcasting very well and everything. But you're the one that I'd want to talk to because you can talk sensibly back to you. And you feel like it's really great to you, and you give good answers. So, and about the flock thing, is that meaning that if they do away with flock cameras, does that mean we're done? I know a few things I hear on this morning program. If they do away with them, is there such a thing as, well, we can come back and get them back? Is that such a thing? Or once they do away with something, can they get them back? Or if there is, that's the brand name, Flock. Okay, we've done away with Flock. Now we're going to get Bear cameras.
Well, that's a good. I actually think the legislation that's there right now says they can't use Flock or any other company. So they couldn't go to another company. But I guess if another council came in and said put them back in, if Flock was willing to do that, as long as council said yes, it could happen.
Okay. And another thing I've heard of, the back and forth, is going instead of two people to have four people, or what is the phrase right there? I'm not saying it. They had that on the ticket, and then it didn't go, or it hasn't went yet. That was an up and down. Other words, two terms or four terms. What is that? What's that debate that they was wanting to go that way? Or
yeah, that'll be on the ballot this fall. If you live in the city, you'll have the chance to extend council terms from 2 years to 4 years.
Right. Okay. And then if that is down, can they ever bring that back? Or if they get it, can they ever take that away? Or if they took it away, can we flip flop a little bit there on any of that? I heard that you couldn't never get it back if you done it away. And I never heard of such a thing like that. If I changed my mind, I never could change it back and go the other way. Is that right with that?
Well, they could always put it back on the ballot.
I mean, yeah. So that isn't state ruling or nothing like that?
No, that's local.
Okay, that's all local that. I thought it was the state because I heard so many other counties in the state of Ohio have got that, and they get along fine with it, you know, and then they don't. So that was just some things. I'm not up to date on that stuff, and I never seen such a way that I'm not up to date on anything because it's here today and gone tomorrow. That was an old thing a long time ago, and I think it's really a super thing this time of year.
Some days, especially going into an election. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you'd like to call in, 29 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. We're always interested to hear from the people who are out there listening. I believe Voice of a People with Linda Sims comes up this morning, 10:15 a.m. to 12 noon. And then Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 to 1 p.m. Don't miss any of those programs for love nor money. But phone lines are open, so if anybody would like to ask anything or get into any type of subject, now would be the time. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call, and I do think we had a phone call there as we were going to break. So we want to get that question answered as well. So give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, yesterday, our trivia question, as I was saying a few moments ago, let's go back to the phones, then we'll get to this trivia at the end of the program today. Go ahead, caller.
So we want to get that question
yes.
as well.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Who's this?
Scott. Hello? Uh-oh. We lost our caller. Well, if that's you, call back in. I don't know if we had a bad connection there or what happened. Feel free to give us a buzz back, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. We would love to talk to you. Okay, I think we have a call coming in here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Apparently, the flock cameras, I never even heard of such a thing, but now it seems like all little towns around, or big towns, is all having trouble with them. And how long have we had of them, and why all of a sudden is this big hullabaloo over it? Is it because they had to renew, and so whatever?
Well, my understanding, I think we've had them since 23 here in Marion, and I think what has happened is there were a lot of stories, as you have said, in other communities about the flock cameras being misused, because there are different types of flock cameras. And at the same time, the contract came up here in Marion back in June, I believe it was. So the contract was up, and also all these stories were coming out around the country about things people were doing with the information, so on and so forth. So I think it's a combination of those two things that have caused the problem. But the cameras have been here, I believe, since 22 or 23.
And so they have been a positive effect at that point or not?
Well,
I mean, not just to the people that's negative to them, but have they proved positive?
Well, the police department has cases in which they say flock cameras have helped them locate people who were missing or find people who were doing illegal activity. So they will tell you that, yes, they have been positive, and there have been several instances where that has happened since they've had them. But other people will say not.
So if we've had them for that long, how much dirt have they dug up? I guess that's not a very good way to put it. But all of a sudden, everybody's against it, and it's every town. I mean, I heard Reynoldsburg was voting, and I don't know if they voted him in, voted him out, or whatever, but I thought, oh, for pity's sakes, you know, it's nice to be here in the dark and don't know what all this crap is.
Well, like I say, it's a very interesting subject to me, because it's the only subject, all these subjects we talk about, that brought a standing room only crowd to city council last, 2 weeks ago? And that hasn't happened in years. So that's interesting to me. So people feel passionately about it.
Do they, or they're just running with the crowd?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's an interesting discussion to have, because there are a lot of nuances in this. Like, there are different types of flock cameras. There are different numbers of flock cameras in communities. So nothing is, you know, uniform. Nothing is the same everywhere. And I'm not sure why it's become such a hot button here. Maybe because it's become a hot button everywhere else. Maybe that's it.
Well, I thought it was probably because contract, to renew the contract, and so if we were going to make a change, now's when we had to do it. But like I asked you yesterday, what are these other towns? I mean, like Bell Fountain, Upper Sandusky, Marysville, Do they all have them? I just don't understand.
Yeah, I don't want to say most. Some do, some don't. And then there's places like Franklin County, which obviously they're having a problem with them down there. And they're trying to get some oversight in Franklin County. So I think it just depends on who's using them and what they're using them for and what type of cameras you have and that sort of thing. I think the difficult time in Marion, there's two things that are really driving this, in my opinion, in Marion. Number one is the group that wants them keeps saying, if I'm not doing anything wrong, I don't care if the cameras are there. Well, that ticks people off because they feel that you should not give up your right to privacy just because you're not doing anything wrong. That's one part of it. And then the other part on the other side is they have an assumption that the police is doing something wrong with them, but police are doing something wrong with them, but nobody has any evidence that they're doing anything wrong. So this is where we are. And I think that creates, you know, people bouncing into each other.
Well, and like I say, you know, you listen to, and I feel for you sometimes, Scott, looks to me like you're on the hot seat, you know.
And I don't even live in the city. It doesn't impact me.
Well, yeah, but you got a voice. But the worst part of it is I really brag up your station to people. Did you ever listen to Scott? No. How do I get on? Okay. So I tell that, and then the next time I listen, it's nothing but bickering and carrying on. I thought, oh, boy, I bet those people that I, you know, would tell them about it for, you know, how good your show is. And then they listen to it, and they say, oh, God, that sounds like 6 o'clock news. I listen to that. So anyway, but that's, and like I say, I hear Reynoldsburg was another one on the news. But if Upper Sandusky, Mansfield, and all these don't have them, why do we have them?
Well, I think a lot of those places do have them, and I think that's one of the reasons we have them. But I think society is in a weird place right now, and it's definitely a younger crowd, I would say, that doesn't want them.
Well, they don't respect the law because every once in a while the law screws up, and then they grab a hold of that and run with it.
But, you know, I'll tell you, it's very interesting, this show in general. Like yesterday, when I was approached about Kevin Hall, I had no idea who this gentleman was. I had never met him before. If I had, I certainly don't remember it. He didn't tell me his name. He said he listens, and he wanted, you know, to get my thoughts on this. So, you know, I think it's a good thing that people are so interested in government. As I keep saying, the last 2.5 years, people have been more interested in local government. We used to spend a lot of time on this show talking about national politics. We used to do a lot more Family Feud. We used to do a lot more with other things, but people are so driven right now by local politics, and I can't blame them. Look at the Marion Star. People complained for a long time that there was no local news. What do they report on now? Local city council. When's the last time you saw anything in there about the county or anything in there about anything else? 90% of the news they do is city council.
Well, when you only have one person covering the whole town, and they're not familiar with the town, they don't even live here, you got to give her a break, too. But, well, you know, if they don't have the subscribership to hire more people, then you get what you get.
Well, but it is interesting the way these stories draw. You know, the Marion going in fiscal emergency and the whole thing with flock cameras, those stories do sell. There are more eyes looking at those stories and ears listening than if you would be doing Family Feud or you would be talking about national politics at this point. You know, if you would listen to this show prior to the last presidential election, 90% of what we did was national politics. But something changed. I think local politics became very interesting, and because we've got no local outlets, people take what they can get.
Well, and by also, Scott, because people can get on the internet, and so everybody is very well versed in everything. I have a nephew that, he can jump right on, and I says, I don't even listen to that stuff. Oh, and this. I says, but do you really think everything you see on your phone is factual? But you're running with it like it is factual. And I guess I just like it. I kind of like it under the bridge here. You know, things are pretty quiet at my house. But I try to, and because I do enjoy your show. But I will tell you, you have not put it on your archives since last Friday.
Oh, I'll tell you, I think that is being fixed right now. Adam, who does all of that, was working on a project, and I think that's what was going on. But I think it's being fixed actually today.
Okay, well then I can go back and see what happened at the town or at council meeting the other night that I wasn't able to attend.
Yes, those should be up later on today.
But Scott, I do appreciate your show, and I just wish people was quite so hot on different things, that you're not going to change. But I do think that in this day and age, everyone thinks because they can get on and listen that they are everything is just gospel, and it's not. You know, everything's just like it always was. Some of it's true, some of it's not. And just be good to your neighbors because you might need them sometime.
And everybody's got an opinion, that's for sure.
Thanks, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, just as a change of pace here, and again, anybody can call in about anything. We've got about 18 minutes left in the program. We've got the SOS and the Daz Band at the Ohio State Fair on July the 31st. And we have some tickets to give away if somebody would like those. And our Family Feud question is a holdover from yesterday. Name something you associate with summer. Now, we did have two answers yesterday. Vacation and barbecue. Vacation and barbecue. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, just very quickly. Didn't call to bicker. Called to talk about my rights. And maybe the reason the flock issue is such at the forefront is we are celebrating 250 years of gaining these rights away from an empire, rights that we didn't have, rights to question our government, rights not to be surveilled, to be tracked, to be all of that. In my opinion, no disrespect to your callers or anything else, but in my opinion, part of the reason this country is in the way, in the situation we're in, the cities in the situation is because a lot of people just like to watch fluff on TV. They like to just listen to fluff on radio shows. They don't like to listen to people discuss the politics and the things that drive the issues in this country. It's very, very important. You know, I talk to so many people that, oh my God, Phil's going to talk about politics. Oh my God. And they sit and watch Yellowstone or whatever friggin' shows on, and they don't have a clue. But they also bitch constantly about, well, you can't change nothing. You can't do nothing. It's a waste of time. It's this, that, and the other. I think that the whole flock thing came to the forefront because, yes, the contract came up for renewal. But on top of that, like I said, we have these rights we gained 250 years ago. And for sake of argument, just because this police administration may be 100% trustworthy, once you give those rights away, you may not always have trustworthy people in there. And as I've said again and again, 250 years it took us, or it we've celebrated owning these rights. Let's not give them away. I get it, man. You know, everybody, I like trivia. I like all of that. But and boring is, in politics is boring and drivel. And politicians love it that it is that way and that the people feel it is that way. Another thing, you're right, the internet does not, everything on the internet is not the gospel. But the truth is out there if you seek it. And those who never seek the truth never find it. I'm done with that rant.
Well,
have a good one.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You know, everybody's got an opinion, and I think everybody's entitled to an opinion. That's why we take all the calls we take, and as I've said, if I have cut 5 calls off in 12 years of doing this show, I would be shocked, because I believe people do have a right to say what they want to say, and that's the way it goes. You know, some people like pineapple upside down cake. Some people like ice cream. Some people like steak. Some people like hamburger. It's just different opinions. You know, that's the way it goes. 740-383-9944. All right. Name something you associate with summer. Now, the two answers that we have are vacation and barbecue. But there are still 3 answers that we don't have. And actually, we do not have the number 1 or number 2 answer. And we also don't have the number 4 answer. So we've got vacation and we've got barbecue. But there are still 3 answers left to go. Is anybody going to get them in our final 14 minutes today? Name something you associate with summer. 740-383-9944. Something you associate with summer. Go ahead, caller.
No school.
No school. Let's see here. No school is not on the list. Now, do you prefer pineapple upside down cake or ice cream?
Oh, I like them both.
You like them both.
And aren't you glad I didn't say making Whoopi?
It's all... Well, then I'd have to make the Whoopi Goldberg. Are you talking about Whoopi Goldberg? Consistency is important.
Have a great day. I'll keep trying. There must be an answer out there.
I don't know why this one's so hard. Number 1, number 2 are still on the list.
Now, is it summer the season, or is it summer can also be a woman's name?
No, it's the season.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll keep working on it.
All right. Again, name something you associate with summer. The only answers we have so far are vacation and barbecue. But there are still 3 answers left, and we have the number 1 and 2 answer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name something you associate with summer. It's amazing we've only got these 2 answers out of 5. Now, barbecue was actually the last answer. It was number 5 on the list. And vacation was number 3. But we still have 3 other answers. Who's got some answers this morning? Name something you associate with summer. Something you associate with summer. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Something you associate with the summer. That's all you need. We'll see what happens here. And again, if there's something else you'd like to talk about, we don't mind that either. You can come in on whatever subject you like. 48 minutes past the hour here. Linda Sims, 10:15 to noon today, and Adam the Computer Guy, 12 to 1. Go ahead, caller.
Since I'm listening on my phone, then to try to call you, then I can't hear what's been said. So you still have just 2 answers?
Just the 2 answers. Yep.
Barbecue and vacation?
Right.
Okay. Has anybody said swimming or fairs?
Neither of those are on the list, but good guesses.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Swimming and fairs, not on this particular list. Name something you associate with summer. And true, we've only got two left on the list here. Or we've only gotten two on the list. We still have three left. We've got vacation and we've got barbecue. And barbecue was the number five answer. Vacation was number three. So we've still got one, two, and four, I believe, at this particular point. All right, go ahead, caller.
Well, my outside activities due with summer is mosquitoes.
No mosquitoes on the list, but a good guess.
No insects at all, right?
Nope, no insects.
Thank you.
No mosquitoes, no insects on our current list here. Name something you associate with summer. So far, only vacation and barbecues are all we have. Those are three and five on the list. But we do have other answers. We still have three other answers. 740-383-9944. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Hot weather. Sunshine.
Let's see here. Not sunshine, but you're real close on this one.
All righty. Thanks.
Keep thinking. All right. Not sunshine, but we are close with sunshine. That's not too far off with what the answer might be. Name something you associate with summer. Something you associate with summer. We've got vacation and we've got barbecue. But there are still three other answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. Who has got the correct answers? Boy, I hope somebody does. With about 10 minutes left in our program here. Go ahead, caller.
Sunburn.
Yes, sunburn is number four on the list. Got it.
And I'm not going to be available for those tickets, but whatever you do with them, Scott's fine with me.
Hey,
thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Sunburn was number four on our list today. So now we're down to two answers. And they're the number one and two answers. Now, isn't that interesting? So we got vacation, sunburn, and barbecue. And the category is, name something you associate with summer. Number one and two answers available. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Number one and two answers left on the list. The number one answer had 40 people who, said the number one answer. And number two had 25 people. But we've got three, four, and five. We got vacation, sunburn, and barbecue. So what are answers number one and two? Are we going to get them in the next 8 minutes before we run out of time here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And remember, tomorrow night at the Ohio State Fair, July the 31st, it's the SOS Band and the Daz Band. So something interesting for everybody at the Ohio State Fair. Coming up on 53 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. All right, go ahead, caller.
Swimming.
Swimming. No, you're close, though, to the number one answer.
I'm close? Well, what's next to it?
Well, now think, what's next to swimming?
Boating? Drowning?
Well, not drown. You wouldn't want to associate that with summer, would you?
No.
Would a flock camera pick that up?
I don't know. Well, there are flock cameras in parks, so if you're swimming in a park pond, maybe it would.
Well, Jason, tell us about the flock cameras.
What do you want to know?
Okay, you were
Where do
there.
You want to start?
You were there when this all went down. We've got 7 minutes here. This might have to be a two-parter, but... Okay, why were they installed, and what is the big kerfluffle now? Why now?
So, they were installed via a grant, and the Sheriff's Department was awarded the grant. The Sheriff's Department has jurisdiction countywide, and the sheriff's department put them up. And they sought permission to put the cameras up on city property through the Stricter administration. I believe it was Kathy Chaffin that signed it.
Okay.
So, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, and you were a part of council when this ordinance came about, that there had to be a renewal and there were some rules put in place. Why did that happen, and why is that being disregarded at this point?
So I don't know why it's being disregarded now. It's but what happened, how that ordinance that actually passed came about, I had in committee an entire chapter that dealt with any kind of technology that the police wanted to use that I was going to add to the Marion City Code. I sat down with a meeting with Bales, McDonald, and Mark Russell to talk about it and to talk about this. It was Chapter 617 of Marion City Code, and they presented what the ordinance that had passed as a compromise, which it was weak, but it was something I knew I couldn't get the entire chapter passed because I was the only one speaking out against these cameras. And my biggest issue with the cameras is I believe, and I still believe, and people are finally coming around, that it is a direct violation of your Fourth Amendment rights because of the powerful technology that's in these cameras. And so I pulled back Chapter 617 from committee under the agreement that the flock cameras will not go up until the Ordinance 2023-33 passes through council. That's, I left the meeting, that's what I did, I pulled it off the committee, put on the new ordinance, pushed it through council, and before we voted on the ordinance, Sheriff Bells and Chief McDonald had the cameras go up. So they didn't hold their end of the bargain, so what makes you think they're going to hold their end of the bargain once the ordinance is passed? And they demonstrated that again because they're totally ignoring it.
Well, that's the thing. Why is somebody just not saying, here's an ordinance, this was passed back in 2023, let's vote on this? Why are we having all these hearings and panels and an hour and a half of the public speaking? Why not just take the vote and then get angry if somebody wants to get angry?
I don't know. And when Mr. Ralph Smith was on your show, I believe his comment was it was something to the to he. Well, I wasn't on council at that time, so I'm not aware of it. But ignorance doesn't give you an excuse not to follow the law.
No, and I don't. Like I said, people can speak. I think it's great that the room had standing room only for the first time in a long time. I think it's great. We're probably going to do that again this coming Monday. But there is legislation. It seems like what everybody wants is already there. So I don't understand why people are even trying to pass this legislation right now when there's already legislation on the books. And I don't understand why we keep having opinion-based conversation when just take the vote. That's what they want anyway.
Right, and my biggest issue, a hang-up on these flock cameras, is the Fourth Amendment rights that they're violating. And any tool can be used for bad, and someone will figure out how to use it for bad, and that's just the nature of human beings, that they will do stuff wrong. So that's not my biggest point against flock cameras. It's just they violate our rights, and we have to protect their rights. And if people are okay with being surveilled, fine. But there are studies out that show that human beings do not react well when they're surveilled 24 hours a day. And we're seeing that now when people are finally catching on that flock cameras are tracking their movements 24 hours a day, and they there's nothing they can do about it.
Why?
But they can speak out and have them removed.
Why do you think this is the one issue? And we only got a minute left here. Maybe we'll continue this tomorrow if you have some free time. But it's interesting to me because of a lot of issues I've covered during city council. As you said, you were the only one who spoke out against this, you know, 2023. Okay. Mm-hmm. Clearly, that's not what's happening now. There are at least three council people who are very much for getting rid of these. There are a lot of people showing up to meetings speaking out against them. There are a lot of people calling into this show speaking out against them. If there are all these people, and there are at least three votes to get rid of them, why don't they just take the vote? Because normally, that's what happens with city council is, okay, there's a public concern. There are votes on city council. You have a second, a first and a second if you would need it to get this vote to happen. Why not just take it?
So we're limited on time. That's a lot to unpack. But there's always the chance that the second could be rescinded, which they don't follow their own rules or Robert's rules, and nor know how to run a meeting.
On that point, though, Aaron Rollins said on Monday that the reason that wasn't fact was because Mary had not put it on the floor.
So, we're wasting time going down rabbit holes, but if you get a motion made and then someone says second and then you have discussion immediately after about the motion, it doesn't take the magic sentence to make it stick.
Okay, so the other question.
You proceeded on with business, so that's just a lame excuse, but I don't buy it. But as far as why they don't vote,
yeah,
honestly, I think that they're the ones that want to keep them and want to be buddy-buddies with the police department and do whatever bidding the police department want them to do are fearful that they don't have the votes to... They can't control the votes, and they don't know how it'll turn out.
But the people who don't want them, I mean, could not Thad Smith, this past Monday, have brought the motion again at the end of council, gotten a second from Aaron Rollins or Stevenson, and taken the vote?
Yeah, they can. But they won't because even the individuals that do not want the flock cameras, they're scared to death of what could happen to them personally if they go against the police department.
Well,
that thin blue line, that gang mentality, scares the crap out of people.
Well, but they're speaking out against them in committee. I don't know why. What's the difference?
So, what do you mean, what's the difference?
I mean, we've heard from Thad. We've heard from Aaron. Mm-hmm. We've heard from Nathan all about how they do not want them. I mean, I think the administration and the police officers, police force, are aware of that. So what's the difference between saying it in committee and drawing up legislation and so on and so forth than just taking the vote?
I don't know.
It's bizarre. Maybe we'll talk more about that. Linda's going to kill me because she's got a show coming up here. But hopefully we'll talk more about this tomorrow because I think there are some questions here. And a lot of people are listening and showing up to these meetings. And I think they need to know that maybe you should just get up and say, there's legislation to renew these. Take the vote.
Yeah, that's what needs to be done. And until they do that, I personally believe, in my opinion, that there needs to be bags put over these cameras until council's properly addressed the issues of flock cameras.
And there we go. Thanks, Jason.
Yep, see ya.
Right, bye-bye. All right, former 3rd Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber, there you go. Linda Sims coming up next. Adam at noon. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Did as much as she could to undo what my grandmother did. My grandmother didn't get angry at her. She just...